share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. How would you feel if another woman crashed your wedding in an attempt to marry your fiancé? That is exactly what an Indonesian woman had to endure as her fiancé's ex-girlfriend showed up at their wedding ceremony, asking to be wedded too. According to a report by Harian Metro, 20-year-old Nur Kusnal Kodima from Lombok Tengah, Indonesia, shared that she caved into the situation as her fiancé, 20-year-old Korak Akbar, agreed to marry his ex-girlfriend, 21-year-old Yuanita Ruri, during their ceremony. She had apparently gave in upon seeing Yuanita, who found out about their ceremony and showed up uninvited, to ask that she be married to be him as well. My husband's ex-girlfriend, Yuanita, found out about our plans to get married through social media, as many friends were congratulating us. Because of that, she asked to be his wife too, she said, adding that it all started after the Mererik ritual of their marriage. Mererik is a custom as to where the woman is kidnapped by her fiancé of choice, with the consent of her family. She is then taken to the fiancé's house. Just minutes after we arrived at Korak's house, she showed up and asked to be wedded too, she added. Meanwhile, Korak admitted that he felt shocked to see his ex-girlfriend, who he has known since 2016. I wasn't expecting it and was shocked. But, upon discussing with the family, I made the decision to marry both the girls. The dowry for both were the same, which is 1.75 million rupiah, about RM510, he said. However, he said he feels burdened by his decision as he is currently unemployed and now has two wives relying on him. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read. Wanted Singaporean man throws his two-month-old baby at the police to evade arrest. Source. Tribune News. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.